Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
This is Mark from Portland, Oregon.
Hey, Mark, how are you in Portland?
Oh, it's a beautiful sunny day here.
That's great. It's a beautiful town, Portland. What do you do there?
I work for the post office.
That's a beautiful thing to do. Everything's beautiful in Portland. I don't care what it is.
Can I ask you a question? What? Portland is so laid back. What time does the mail get delivered?
When it gets there.
Absolutely. Mark, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Mark's topic?
Till death or the spinning buzzsaw do us part.
Here's the problem with weddings. No matter how inventive you are, everybody knows how they're going to end. Well, not anymore. This week we heard about a wedding day thrill so exciting it'll make your guests actually happy they came. Each of our panelists are going to try to spice up your nuptials. Only one of them is offering something, though, you can actually arrange for your wedding. Guess that real wedding feature. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail. Ready to play?
Yep.
Let's hear first from Peter Gross.
A common complaint from the bride and the groom on their wedding day is that everything goes by so fast. But if you're an adventurous couple for whom things can't move fast enough, you can hire speed ceremonies. For $10,000, the Los Angeles-based wedding planners will put you and up to 40 guests on a specially refurbished L.A. city bus that will never drive slower than 50 miles an hour, echoing the plot of the 1994 film Speed. Add another $1,000 if you want a minister who looks exactly like Keanu Reeves, only better at delivering his lines. In order to recreate all the dizzying twists and turns taken by the bus in the film, every speed ceremony's wedding takes place on the tarmac of an old airport outside Austin, Texas, where the constantly swerving driver will literally rock your party all night long. Someone usually throws up, says company founder Matthew Craig. But when you think about it, that's not all that unusual for a wedding. What is unusual for a wedding is the real bomb that gets placed under the bus and has to be defused by an explosives expert by the end of the night. Says Craig, sure, we could fake it and say there's a real bomb on board, but why ruin someone's special day?
Speed wedding, there's a bomb on this wedding. Your next wedding spectacular comes from Kiri O'Connor.
Jessica Silverman is just gaga over Gaga, so when she and Lauren Chan decided to get married, it was a foregone conclusion that the wedding would have a Lady Gaga theme. Lucky for her, Gaga for You of Stamford, Connecticut, offers a full suite of Gaga knockoff wedding products. But it was bad enough that Jessica referred to her guests only as little monsters. Worse, major grumbling, that she insisted the groomsmen wear sparkly golden boxer briefs and carry her in an egg case to the Rose Garden for the ceremony. The bridesmaids would have stormed out, but they could barely walk in their Alexander McQueen lobster claw heels, and they couldn't see at all through the red Dr. Seuss crown things pulled over their faces. But when Jessica emerged from the egg in a version of Gaga's signature meat dress, she couldn't have looked more serene. She was halfway down the aisle to the tune of Bad Romance, of course, when a dog walker happened to pass by. His two charges, both Great Danes, broke loose and headed for the meat dress. Jessica was unfazed. Gaga is all about performance art, so she'd be proud, she said later. The groom had another take. I know she hired those dogs.
A Lady Gaga wedding. And lastly, let's hear a story of a new wedding gimmick from Mo Rocca.
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blew up. Does anybody actually like wedding cake? British cake designers Bompas and Parr don't think so. To make sure your reception is a smash, they'll send a trained explosives technician to implant your wedding cake with an IED. When the bride is ready to detonate it, your guests will be thrilled to be wearing the cake they now don't have to eat. Of course, some women guests may not want cake all over their clothes. Let's just say they may experience post-traumatic dress disorder.
All right. So let's say you wanted to get married and you wanted to do something special. You could do one of these things. From Peter Gross, have your wedding done on a bus to the theme of the movie Speed. From Kiri O'Connor, have a whole Lady Gaga-themed wedding down to and including the meat dress. Or from Mo Rocca, have a wedding that ends with a bang with an exploding wedding cake.
Well, they all sound good.
Yes.
I was kind of leaning toward B.
Toward B. B would be the Lady Gaga wedding?
Yeah.
Is there something that appeals to you about a Lady Gaga wedding?
Okay, if you're going that way about it, how about C?
Now, wait a minute. You're changing your choice to C to Moe's story of the exploding wedding cake?
Yeah.
All right. That's fine. Your choice is Moe's story. Well, we spoke to the person who will provide you this service.
We decided to offer people an exploding cake service.
That was Sam Bompas. He's the co-owner of the London-based culinary firm Bompas and Parr and the purveyors of the exploding wedding cake. Well done, sir. You snaked it out. You got it right. You've won our prize as well as earning a point for Mo. But Carol will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Well done, sir.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.